After learning that Indiana University had to cut almost $59 million from its budget, IU President Michael McRobbie reacted by asking all eight campuses to formulate their own cost-cutting plans. Although that allows for flexibility, IU spokesman Larry McIntyre says McRobbie did lay out guidelines for the chancellors.
He said that they can't just tap reserves, that they're going to actually have to find a way to cut spending. What President McRobbie has said in a broad sense is that he does not want any one-size-fits-all solutions.
Speaking on WFIU's Noon Edition just after the budget cuts were announced, McRobbie explained final details will be worked out in a series of budget conferences over the next 6 weeks. McRobbie says he wants individual units to decide what their budget priorities are, but that any cost-cutting measure will be considered, possibly including layoffs. In contrast, Indiana State University spokeswoman Tara Singer says President Daniel Bradley has announced a plan with concrete numbers, the certain elimination of between 80 and 100 positions at the school's Terre Haute campus.
These will be recommended by the various departments, and final decisions will be made by the time of the budget presentation to our next trustees meeting on February 19th.
Charged with cutting about $10.5 million from their budget in the next 18 months, Singer nonetheless insists university administrators are working to soften the blow to personnel.
Part of our proposal is to provide some incentives to individuals who might be eligible for early retirement. The final details of that package are being developed.
Ivy Tech community college campuses across the state are facing a different situation. Spokesman Jeff Fanter says the state hasn't cut any money from the community college's budget. However, Ivy Tech is no longer receiving an $11 million increase in appropriations it was slated to receive under the state funding model. Paired with Ivy Tech's fast-growing student body, Fanter says lost funding equates to a cut.
So we've been growing, you know, at a rate of double-digit percentages, that we haven't been receiving that funding for that growth, and that has caused us, you know, not to receive the dollars that we were expected to receive with this growth that we've had.
Fanter says Ivy Tech officials are finding savings by combining services.
We went to one statewide bookstore, and that's now serviced by Follett, which brought a revenue stream in for us, but in addition to that, alleviated some of the costs that we had. We also went to one statewide computer contract with Dell. We had cost savings with the bond ratings that we recently received. We have a statewide call fulfillment center where all of our inquiries come into one place.
As varied as each school's approach is, one common theme exists. All officials assert that the academics will not get the axe from the state budget cuts. For WFIU News, I'm Ariana Prothero.